You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Darrell Conner. Coming up, from rotary phones to Pogs to Snapchat, there are certain things that make up the fabric of a generation that some people are just completely baffled by. Coming up, we'll take your calls at 800-642-1234.
First, President Trump's annual State of the Union address could be in jeopardy because of the ongoing government shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president yesterday advising him to postpone the speech or submit a written address, citing security concerns.
Now, depending on your political beliefs, some applauded the move as a way to push President Trump to move on the shutdown. Others said that this was purely partisan and spiteful. Our next guest is here to talk about the fight over the State of the Union and what it says about our political climate.
Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science and director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. I'm happy to be with you.
So House Speaker Pelosi had invited the president. A date was set. Yesterday, she didn't exactly uninvite him, but said, please consider rescheduling or submitting a written State of the Union, saying, hey, this is a big security deal. A lot of the people providing security would be unpaid. There's not a lot of precedent for this kind of thing, is there?
No, apparently there's no precedent. I was, you know, looking to see what might have happened similar to this in the past. And no, this is just one more unprecedented thing that we've probably talked about over the past 2 years. So, yeah.
And now the president responded this afternoon sort of obliquely, but he sent a letter, or his office sent a letter to the speaker canceling what was apparently a trip scheduled to start today, using a military aircraft to bring the House Speaker to a few places, including Belgium, Egypt, and then visiting troops in Afghanistan. The president said, well, in light of the shutdown, we should cancel that. So what do you make of that response for the White House?
Pretty remarkable, particularly if you read the letter that was sent to her. It reads not exactly like a very long tweet, but, I mean, it's just full of sarcasm. It suggests that perhaps she wants to fly commercial. It makes reference to becoming part of the strong border security movement. It's really interesting. And so I guess what's the funny thing for me is that, not funny, but whatever, the thing for me is that there had been no response from the White House. And so as late as this morning, people were wondering, why hasn't the president responded? Why have we heard nothing from the White House? This is so unlike President Trump. And then this dropped, and then that's the response.
Speaker Pelosi was asked by reporters about her letter. She stuck with her talk about security concerns. Here it is.
We would have the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the entire Congress of the United States, House and Senate, the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet of the United States, did I say that, and the Diplomatic Corps, all in the same room. This is requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown, the president's shutdown. But that isn't the point. The point is security.
Is there some case to be made that, yeah, if we have all these unpaid or furloughed people in charge of this high-profile event, we should postpone it or do it differently?
Well, she had to walk some of that back just a little because people were criticizing her for suggesting that perhaps people who work in those areas would not be at the top of their game, let's say, because of the furlough and because of not being paid and because of the shutdown and things like that. And so I think that the issue is, I mean, this is a political move, obviously, and I guess I wouldn't say I'm not a security expert, but I don't know that I would say that security would be necessarily an issue.
I've seen some people, political veterans, people who have covered politics for a long time, saying that, you know, if the public delivery of the State of the Union were to stop this year, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. It's just a political speech by the president and doesn't really add that much to our discourse. Is the State of the Union an important thing, Susan?
It's an important ceremonial thing. As far as policymaking and things like that, I would agree that it doesn't offer a whole lot. It allows a president to lay out his agenda for the year. It allows for a ceremonial coming together of all of the branches of government and all of those people that Speaker Pelosi mentioned in the clip that you just played. But as far as a policy tool, not much comes out of State of the Union addresses at this point.
And this is something that the president is required to do in one form or another. Law, or I think, is it in the Constitution? I can't remember. But the president has to give something to Congress. For years and years, it was, you know, they sent over a letter. That was it. But the president does have to give some kind of State of the Union thing, right?
Right. So the president's required by the Constitution to update Congress kind of on the affairs of the country. And historically, these had been much more like end-of-the-year annual reports, and they would be sent over to Congress from the president's office and then right into the record by someone in an official in Congress. And then it wasn't until we get into the 20th century that Woodrow Wilson brought back the idea of giving an address. And then different presidents throughout that period then you had the, you know, other presidents who then moved it to radio when that was an option, and then television, and Lyndon Johnson was the first to have one in the evening. So there's been a long history, and so no, this idea of what we're familiar with as a formal event in the evening on all the networks, that's 50 years old or so.
Talking to Susan Johnson, political scientist at UW-Whitewater, looking at this rift between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration over the State of the Union address, whether, how, and when it should happen. Stepping back from this back and forth over the State of the Union address, Susan, this is all, of course, in the context of this government shutdown. Do you see these as basically just back and forth efforts to get a political advantage out of the shutdown?
Well, most of the polling that had been done up until this point has shown that a majority of people believe that the president, the Republicans, are more responsible for the shutdown than the Democrats. I think that Nancy Pelosi, seeing that, was trying to go in for even more of an advantage in sending this letter in regard to the State of the Union address and wanting to draw even more attention to it. But this reflects poorly on both parties. And, I mean, we have to remember that we have a significant number of people who are government employees who some are working without pay and others are not working and are not being paid. And at this point, it's gotten to where we're almost at a month, and we're seeing some real serious ramifications. And I think the more that we see of those, the more likely people are going to have to be to come to the table. At least it's my hope.
Do you see what might look like a trivial or petty rift like this over the State of the Union getting in the way of serious conversation, maybe serious leadership when it comes to ending the shutdown?
Honestly, not really, because this is a case where we have a president who is unwilling to negotiate. And there was an agreement that had been communicated to congressional leadership back in December by Vice President Pence that they would have passed it and would have gone on, and the government would have been funded, at least in the short term. And then the president pulled the plug on that. And since then, he's been unwilling to move from what his demand is in $5.7 billion for the wall. So I think he needs to decide that he's willing to come to the table and negotiate. And I just don't know when that's going to be.
Republicans definitely framed some of the 2018 election campaign around Nancy Pelosi as an adversary, the concern that she would become House Speaker. She is House Speaker. Democrats did pretty well, at least on the House side of things in the elections. Do you see her being a leading face for Democrats, leading voice for Democrats, being a positive now for the Democratic Party?
She's a very strong force for the Democratic Party. Coming out of that election in 2018 and then her appointment as speaker, her election as speaker by the Democratic caucus, they want someone who is going to be a strong advocate. And the people on the left of the Democratic Party who were concerned about her not being a strong enough advocate, this is making a lot of them feel better about their decision ultimately to go along and support her for speaker. She's a strong, strong voice, and I don't know that the president was aware that she was going to be such a strong voice and advocate on the Democratic Party side.
looking ahead with this State of the Union thing, and who knows what's going to change in the couple hours after we talk, much less the next few weeks, Susan. But people have offered different suggestions. Senator Rand Paul saying the president could come on the Senate floor, be invited there to deliver the address. People have suggested he do it from the U.S.-Mexico border to make a point about why he's sticking by this shutdown. Do you see, I guess, alternative venues happening here?
Potentially. I mean, it's traditionally been in the, as we know, a joint session that meets in the House chamber for space reasons, I'm assuming. But the constitutional responsibility is that he provide Congress with an update on the what's going on in the country, and he can do that in whatever form he would want to, I suppose.
There have been concerns, as we wrap up, Susan, concerns about the public losing respect, losing faith in the workings of American government. Does a sequence of events like the last couple of days, you think, reinforce some of that?
I think there's a sequence of events that we've seen going on for longer than just the last few days that I think helped feed this. What's going on right now doesn't help that.
Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science and director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research at UW-Whitewater. She joined us today to talk about Speaker Nancy Pelosi advising President Trump to postpone the 2019 State of the Union address in light of the ongoing government shutdown.